The comments from Democrat Charles Schumer came as a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee took a closer look at Arizona Senate Bill 1070. It's designed to give police more power to detain and arrest those not in the country legally. Schumer contends, as does the Department of Justice, that states can enforce immigration laws only with federal permission. But Schumer, noting the question is before the high court the very next day, said if the justices disagree, he'll craft a law spelling out that Congress will allow state action only with an explicit agreement with the federal government and with federal oversight.
States like Arizona and Alabama will no longer be able to get away with saying they are simply helping the federal government, quote unquote, to enforce the law when they are really writing their own laws and knowingly deploying untrained officers with the mission of arresting anyone and everyone who might fit the preconceived profile of an illegal immigrant.
The issue of racial profiling was front and center during the more than one-hour-long hearing. Former Democratic U.S. Senator Dennis DeConcini said the law puts police into a difficult situation.
Police officers are trained to profile behavior, not people. This law does the opposite. It profiles people. If you have brown skin in my state, you're going to be asked to prove your citizenship.
Schumer said it certainly appeared that way. In a back and forth with former state Senator Russell Pierce, the architect of the law, Schumer noted that one section requires police to determine the immigration status of those they have stopped if there's reasonable suspicion the person is in the country illegally. While the statute does not define that, the State Police Officers Standards and Training Board came up with a list of things an officer might consider, such as erratic behavior and refusal to make eye contact.
The one that arouses my curiosity and bothers me is dress. What does an illegal immigrant dress like?
Pierce said it's wrong to focus on just that one issue. He said the question of dress is just one item in a whole list of what an officer might consider.
It's a compilation of issues that tend to raise the level of suspicion to the level of probable cause, not any one isolated incident. This is just a list of things that lead you to ask questions.
And he said Senate Bill 1070 has nothing to do with race.
Illegal is a crime, not a race. It doesn't pick out any nationality. Just so happens 90% of those who violate our immigration laws come from across that southern border or are Hispanic.
He said the question of police enforcement simply involves officers using common sense, looking for what may appear out of place. But DeConcini, who used to be Pima County attorney and now serves on the Arizona Board of Regents, said all the rhetoric does not hide the true targets of the law.
If anyone tells you it is only the drug and gun trafficking criminals, they are mistaken. SB 1070 targets those with brown skin. And in my state, those are my neighbors, my friends, successful business associates.
Pierce actually found himself alone in defending the law. Governor Jan Brewer, who signed the legislation, rebuffed Schumer's invitation to explain and defend the measure, even though she's at the Capitol this week to attend the high court hearing. Matthew Benson, her press aide, called it a publicity stunt. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.